You're running a trial that's looking at the whole issue of Oncotype and where it fits in the Taylor X trial. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Taylor X is an acronym that stands for Trial Assigning Individualized Options for Treatment. And it's the first trial to have emanated from a program at the NCI called the Program for the Assessment of Clinical Cancer Tests, which was designed to integrate modern molecular diagnostic testing into our clinical decision-making process and also to inform us about how to improve upon these tests. So the population that's been selected for inclusion in the trial is the population where we have the greatest degree of overtreatment with chemotherapy, and that is in patients with estrogen receptor positive, axillary lymph node negative breast cancer, where, again, we know that we're curing about 80% of these patients with endocrine therapy alone, and where the absolute benefit from chemotherapy is modest.
And of course, they're seeing more and more lymph node negative disease because of mammography.
Absolutely. It's estimated there are about 125,000 new cases of estrogen receptor positive, lymph node negative breast cancer diagnosed each year in the United States. And it represents about half of all newly diagnosed breast cancer and about 8 to 9% of all cancers diagnosed in the U.S. So it is a very common problem that's been accentuated by the fact that we're, again, overtreating the vast majority of those patients with chemotherapy because we don't have ways of precisely identifying which individuals are truly benefiting. So Taylor X seeks to accomplish this by integrating the molecular diagnostic test into the clinical decision-making process. So again, it's only for patients who meet established clinical criteria for chemotherapy, that is, tumors exceeding a centimeter or smaller if there are unfavorable histologic features. And the patients and the physicians have to be willing to recommend and to proceed with chemotherapy and to have their treatment either be assigned or randomized on the basis of the test. So the trial is really not for patients who are not suitable candidates for chemotherapy.
And so you want people who can receive chemo and are kind of on the fence about it?
Kind of on the fence about it, or who have been convinced that chemotherapy is the right choice based on clinical criteria.